much about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. I am here with
Jennifer.
Jennifer, before we start, it might be good if I check if we're recording. Check, check. Yes, we are.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Welcome to Thoughts for Your Thoughts. I'm Derry Merbles, filling in for David Parker, who took off for 8 months to study the migration patterns of our nation's squirrels. We have not seen him since.
Obama and Biden, are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
How do you keep your head about your...
Oh, man! Oh, man! Oh, man!
Lisa's going through this phase where she doesn't eat any meat.
I don't know about you, but I've been thinking about meat all day long.
I like meat.
Let's go grab some of that meat.
And now...
I could never eat this much meat. That's not what I hear.
Our feature presentation.
What is up, party people?
What is that voice?
Who is that voice?
Shouldn't you be like, bon, bon, c'est bon? There you go.
There it is.
I am
from Paris.
I hope you're wearing a beret.
I will tell you, I did have a beret on at one point.
Excellent.
I will tell you that it's a miracle that I was able to come back. Mrs. Bean did not want to leave. She did everything short of grabbing my leg to prevent me from, you know, leaving the apartment to head toward the airport. I will tell you that it's going to be very difficult to keep her away. She may already, as I'm doing the show, she may be packing to move her and some of the dogs back to France.
She loves it, huh?
Well, yeah, she does. Women are funny like that. Something about the city of love and the city of lights and the city of romance, it's not for me.
I was going to say,
she's so French.
You're in the city of love, but then you're there, and you know I like you a lot, Bean. But you're there with Bean,
right?
What do you do?
Seems like kind of a waste.
Kind of.
Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
I think so.
Taking a vegetarian to the Angus Steakhouse. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Just what's the point of that?
That is a good example.
Whatever those things are called.
Yeah.
Well, it is good to be back. And I will tell you, I don't think I've seen Lisa since 1995, 96. It's been a long time since we've even been on the radio.
I know, because I was gone. Then I came back, then you were gone. It has been a long time.
Well, I would like to say it is good to be back. Of course it is not. But I will say that when I'm not here, when it's, you know, the Kevin, Lisa, and Ralph and Beer Mug and Omar show, you don't get stories like this. Because I guarantee you didn't talk about my new friend who lives down in Oregon who, did you hear the story about the woman who put down her 32-year-old horse? You hear the story?
No.
Okay. So the horse is sick. The horse is 32, bad health. So they make the decision, she and her boyfriend, Elizabeth and Josh, makes a decision they're going to put their horse down. So they do the humane thing. Not how I would have done it. I would have, I don't know, dropped a dime and called the vet to come out and do it.
What the hell did they do?
Well, they did it the old-fashioned way they used to do it in the West, Lisa. They shot the horse in the head.
Really?
Which apparently is, you know, recommended and humane, and that's how it's instant and it's painless, and that's how you do it, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's what they did after that has the whole country talking right now. She's 21 years old, and she decided, and you're going to have to tell me why, but she decided she was going to take off all of her clothes, gut the horse, climb inside, and take photos of her being at one with her horse.
No.
Yes. So they posted their pictures on Facebook, like you do. And
oh, my God.
The whole thing is just blowing up with people. And the police have investigated and said everything about this is as they have described and above board. The animal was humanely put down. There are no laws against doing what they did and taking pictures. They also took pictures of them holding various organs of the horse in their hands as if they were going to eat them.
How do you do that to a beloved pet?
Well,
or is it not?
It is a beloved pet. They had a horse for many years. I was thinking about this too because I've had the misfortune of losing some big animals that I had for a long, long time that were very close to me, and it's not something I would be comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they look at their animals after they've passed the same way I kind of look at humans. Not that you want to, you know, mock them, but life is for the living, and when they're dead, they're just dead. The person isn't in there anymore. It's just what's left. It's just the packaging at that point is what's left. You know, I've always said, don't spend a lot of money on a funeral for me. Just hang me from a tree in the backyard. I don't care. If I'm dead, I'm not using the body anymore. It doesn't matter to me anymore.
Yeah, but isn't that like playing kickball with your dead dog a little?
Yeah, it is like that. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
No. There's certainly a line that you draw.
But, you know, they've investigated and they've said it's not like they killed the horse just to take the photos. The horse was going to be put down anyway. It's what they did after that have – I mean, these people are on the run now. I mean, people
really?
Are, give death threats, accusing them of being Satan worshipers. But there are no laws against what they did. But it's just – it's a bizarre mindset to think that this is what the couple's choice was. Hey, let's carve out – the horse, like a tauntaun in The Empire Strikes Back, and climb on in to take photos.
Disgusting. I know they used to, like in the Wild West, when you were going to freeze to death.
Right.
They do that. They climb into the, you know, their horse is dying anyway, so they kill a horse, climb inside to stay warm. But I've only seen that in movies.
Well, I'm going to decline to do a post at krock.com with photos, but they're out there if you want to see them. And it's...
Nope.
It's
I'm good. Thanks.
You've heard enough about this story,
right? I
really have.
Thank you very much. Welcome back.
See, that story doesn't make the air if Biden's not here, right?
Dear God.
True.
I'm on the Death Watch 2011. Come on. All right, let's look ahead to an all-new Kevin and Bean show today.
That is witty as all hell.
Well, thank you, Beer Mug. First of all, the great self-proclaimed B actor, although he's a much better actor than that, Bruce Campbell joins us on the program today. He, of course, one of the stars of Burn Notice. Huge, huge hit on the USA Network. You watch that, don't you?
I love it. I'm so excited it's back.
And he's so good, right?
He's great.
He's so good. Yeah. Also got a brand new internet roundup, thanks to the King of Mexico today. A new feature we're debuting called The Most Annoying Man in the World.
Hmm.
Boy, I hope it's not me. I haven't been here, so I don't know when that one was came up with that one. I hope it's not me. We have a couple of stories in the news about people. Steven Tyler, most recently, who had teeth knocked out.
Oh, it's a horrible story.
Terrible story. Have you seen the pictures of that, by the way?
Yes. Oh, my
Rough.
God.
Somebody beat that old woman bad, man. So we're going to be taking your calls later on today if you've been in a situation where you have lost teeth. I mean, that's a whole nother level of pain right there, is getting your teeth knocked out.
I can't even imagine.
All of that on the way. Brand new Kevin Bean Afro line on the air on the way today. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Other stuff that I don't even know what it is yet, but I assume it's going to be awesome. Ralph Garman, I know, is here. He's got the showbiz beat, and he'll get going with that right after this on the Kevin Bean Show. Hey, it's the world-famous K-Rock.
What
about that?
I'm going to have to source you on that.
I'm 106.7 KRQ. Ralph Garman, how are you, my friend?
Bean Baxter. Ladies and gentlemen, Bean Baxter. Hey. Return to Bean Baxter.
I loved your Halloween costume so much. I did see the picture at KevinBean.com or KRock.com. You dressed as Kevin Smith.
I did.
Must have felt so thin standing there looking exactly like him, minus like 200 pounds.
How dare you, sir? That is my partner and friend, and I will not have you besmirch his waistline.
All right, well, you're going to just look at the picture.
Completely accurate.
Yeah. Just slightly heavier than
I am. What did he dress up as if you dressed up as Kevin Smith?
He does not dress for Halloween because every day he wears a costume. He doesn't really need to wear one on Halloween. And I counted on that fact, so then when we did our Hollywood Babylon show, I sent him out on stage first. He didn't know what I was coming as. And then I made a grand entrance looking identical to him as we both sat side by side. So
that's hilarious.
It was very entertaining.
So funny. All right. Welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday. A lot of good stuff coming up, including the showbiz beat right now with Ralph Garman. Curious to hear what I've been missing since I've been out of the country and unplugged from the news a little bit. What's going on?
You missed a ton of stuff, and we've got brand new stuff this morning to talk about, mostly involving celebrities and babies, which, of course, is still the most popular accessory, I think, for Hollywood celebrities to be carrying around these days. Surprise, surprise, Hugh Grant is a first-time father.
Is he?
At the age of 51.
Hmm.
Wow.
He managed to wrap it for all these years, and then something went horribly wrong. According to Us Weekly magazine, he says he's delighted to be a father of a brand new baby girl after a fleeting affair with a woman that he declines to identify. But he couldn't be happier, I'm sure. You know, it's nothing like a one-night stand that ends up in a baby, really.
Ends up in 18 years of commitment.
Oh, everybody's
thrilled.
He
declines to identify because he's not sure which one it is that had the baby.
Yeah. They're said to be on very friendly terms. Speculation says that the baby mama is a Chinese actress named Ting Lan Hong.
Hey!
So I guess we'll learn more as little baby Hong grows, but 51 years old, that's...
And he seems like he's living, and has been for a long time, the wild bachelor lifestyle.
Yeah,
like, that's not really conducive to babies.
I don't think this is going to slow that down at all, quite frankly.
Yeah. He just writes an extra check every month.
Yeah. Support, I think, for Hugh Grant means sending over a wheelbarrow full of cash.
Right.
Justin Bieber has knocked up a girl.
No.
Yeah, how about that?
Uh-oh.
We all thought he was smooth down there like a Ken doll, but apparently he has genitals. The story coming out of Star Magazine. A woman named Mari Yeater claims she had sex with Justin backstage at one of his concerts. And now, baby makes three. She wants him to take a paternity test. Justin's reps, naturally, are saying this is completely untrue. Justin's nads haven't even dropped yet, his manager says. No, that's not what they said.
What's your gut first reaction to this story?
My gut reaction is take the paternity test as quickly as possible and let's put it all behind us.
Now, if it's not true, it'll be proved.
That's right.
Don't you have to wait? At least I've seen this on TV. You have to wait until the baby's born to do that?
Baby's born.
Baby is
3 months
old.
Baby's yeah. already born. Baby, I'm sorry,
baby's
I missed that
here.
Part.
Oh, baby's
okay.
here.
Oh, okay. Easy to do.
Yeah.
And I think what's also interesting is this woman, if it turns out to be true, sets herself up for statutory rape charges because he was underage at the time of the alleged sexual encounter.
I guess that's
interesting
true.
Interesting point.
So she had to know that when she made the charge.
Yeah. If you're going to get divorced and you're a celebrity, this is a good time to do it. With Kim Kardashian hogging the spotlight when it comes to failed relationships, a lot of people are releasing their news now under the radar. This saddens me. Just because I love her so much, Zooey Deschanel has announced that she and her husband, Death Cab for Cutie frontman Ben Gibbard, are separating.
I love them both so much.
Yeah.
Makes me sad on both parts.
Us Weekly says that it was a mutual decision. They've been married for 2 years, and now they're going their separate ways.
Hmm.
Did you see New Girl last night?
No, I haven't. Oh, not yet.
So funny. I love that show. Just really well done. We're talking about Kim Kardashian and her divorce. The S continues to hit the fan, which... just gives me joy to no end. But now the problem is with all those people who gave her, and in some case paid for, their appearance on her wedding special in exchange for the publicity, being connected to a high-profile wedding. Now they're getting a backlash against their products because everyone's sort of disenchanted with this marriage and this wedding. Not the least of which is Vera Wang.
Hi!
Hi.
Who created three separate gowns for Kim that she wore on her wedding day.
Whoa.
And no coincidence, Wang has announced that she is launching a Kardashian-inspired collection of wedding gowns at David's Bridal, which is a chain of wedding dress stores. And now everyone's saying that the value of that line is taking a significant hit because who wants to rush to David Bridal's to get their Kim Kardashian wedding dress when Kim Kardashian now is the most famous failed relationship in Hollywood?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Anything associated with that day is a kind of a joke now. It's not Vera Wang's fault.
No.
Of course, I missed most of the conversation as this story broke, Ralph. But what was the consensus of the show that this whole thing was planned out as a cash grab, or they sincerely had problems and broke up, or what's everybody saying?
Well, we were very lucky because Harvey Levin broke the story and has the most information about it. So we've been in contact with TMZ throughout, and according to Harvey, at least yesterday, he seems to think, and I take him for his word because he's got sources close to the couple, that it was just two stupid kids rushing into a marriage they weren't ready for. They didn't
just got
know
caught up in the drama and excitement.
Didn't know each other all that well. Confused infatuation with love, rushed into marriage. Didn't ask any of the big questions you have to ask when you're going to spend your life with someone, like where are we going to live? Do we want to have kids? What is this person really like? And Kim recognized when she got in the middle of it that she was over her head and decided to get out.
And as hard as it is for anyone to pull the plug on an impending wedding, I imagine when you've got millions of dollars at stake and a television contract and everything else, it's even harder to have the nerve to say, no, I'm not going to do it, right?
Yeah, he said they were fighting a little bit before the wedding and that she might have had an idea at that point that it was a mistake. But like you said, the train was out of the station.
Right, right.
There's no turning back.
He's sending over a crew and you're going to make $15 million and, you know, the pressure was on.
Yeah.
But then don't make your wedding a big TV special.
Right.
But they don't know how to do anything normal.
That's
Ralph.
The problem. And also, I think she is not used to not getting whatever she wants immediately. So she was probably like, oh, marriage is icky. And then she's like, okay, I'll just get out of it then, because that's what I do. I do whatever I want. So rather than try to commit or work through it, she's like, ugh,
Wait, I have to care about what somebody else wants sometimes? That's ridiculous.
I don't think she saw that coming whatsoever. So
please
now,
tell me she did not ask for the media to respect her privacy this time. Please tell me that didn't happen, though.
Yeah, you should have heard Chloe. Chloe was going off.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The haters are disgusting, and love is everything, and you don't.
Oh, my God.
You have to respect my wonderful sister, and there's been a Twitter war between Chloe and the media because they think she thinks her sister's getting a raw deal. So
Kim Kardashian hasn't been off camera for an hour a day for the last 3 years. How could she now ask for privacy?
Well, now she's fled the country to get some privacy. She's left with her sister on a plane to Australia. She and Chloe have hopped off to another continent, I guess hoping to buy themselves a little space. By the way, rumor has it that Kim spent the Sunday before she announced her divorce with Reggie Bush.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like my friend Brad Williams said, Kim Kardashian got divorced this week. The McRib is back. Black men have never been happier.
Yay!
Today's celebrity birthdays. Ring announcer, what?
Huh.
Ring announcer Michael Buffer. Let's get ready to turn 67. He's 67 years old.
No one's done more with less than Michael Buffer.
That's for sure. He made a lot of money off that phrase. Bassist Bobby Dahl of Poison is 48 years old. Lauren Velez, who plays Lieutenant La Guerta over there on Dexter.
Yeah.
She's 47 years old. I guess she's captain now, though, right? She got booted up the chain.
Yep.
You're not watching Dexter, Lisa?
I don't watch Dexter.
Boo!
What's wrong with you?
Well,
Doomsday Killer! Doomsday Killer!
Trust me, I know all the wife dies. I know all that stuff.
Oh, that's old news. Now he's got Eddie James almost
I started killing with the first season, but the torture kind of...
Oh, it's awesome.
Kind of put me off.
Oh, it's so awesome. David Schwimmer of Friends is 45 years old. Our friend Fieldy of Korn is 42. Rapper Nelly celebrates his 37th birthday. Chris Walla of Death Cab for Cutie, while we're talking about Ben Gibbard's band, is 36 years old today. Kendall Schmidt, actor-singer from Big Time Rush, a very popular band with the little kids. 21 years old today, and I got to stop letting Dave make up my celebrity birthday list here. It says here on my list, greatest wide receiver in the NFL today, Atlanta Falcons' Roddy White is 30 years old today. I think there may be some people to argue with that. Dave, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're listening to 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. Welcome in on a Wednesday show. Both Harold and Kumar, John Cho and Cal Penn, the actors, will be here tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show talking about their new Christmas movie coming out. And we'll talk to the great actor Bruce Campbell from Burn Notice in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First up, Justin Bieber, as Ralph was just talking about on the showbiz beat, Lisa, should be having the time of his life this week. He's got his new Christmas album out. It's selling like gangbusters. He just completed a world tour, hundreds of dates. Couldn't be richer. He's got his gay Batmobile that he's driving around, and he's 17 years old. He's sitting on top of the world. But trouble in paradise now that a paternity suit has been filed against the Canadian teen idol. And Justin joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show right now for an update. Hey, Justin, how are you, pal?
Hey, how's it going, eh?
It's going all right. Listen, I know you're on to promote your Christmas record. You're Under the Mistletoe that came out this week.
Yeah, how about that? It's like Christmas time. Merry Christmas, everybody, eh?
Yeah, we're getting pretty close to the holiday,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it's like, what's it, like tomorrow?
Well, no, it's only November 2nd, so yeah, you got quite a few weeks ahead.
But Canadian Christmas, then. It's a different time.
Oh, I guess I didn't realize that. But before we get to that, just because it's so newsworthy, please, we need your comment on this 20-year-old woman who says that last year she had sex with you. Now she has had your baby. You have a 3-month-old boy. She wants you to take a paternity test to prove it is not yours. Your comments.
Yeah, what's that all about, huh?
That's what we want to know.
Like, why would she be saying that about me, you know? It's like, I don't even know it. I don't even know if I, like, ever met this girl, eh? And now she's, like, all backstage and... saying that, we had, I don't know, we touched our naughty parts or whatever, eh?
Well,
I'm in love, okay? So, like, I wouldn't even be doing that, whatever, let alone with some skanky old 20-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, how can you even see how to look at somebody that old, right, Justin?
Why don't she go back to the old age home or wherever she came from, eh?
Well, okay, just for the record, then, do you remember having random groupie sex with anyone backstage at a concert at all last year, Justin?
That's not what I do, eh? Like, I'm all about love and going and seeing Titanic on the big screen at Staples Center and whatnot, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
So I don't even want to hear about this old lady saying I had sex with her. But when the paternity test comes out, I'm going to make sure that everybody knows that it's not real.
Okay, I have to ask because we've had you on the show many times before, Justin. But are you having? Do you have a cold? Are you having trouble with your throat? What's going on with you? You sound weird today.
No, it's just I think my voice is finally changing.
Oh, that's got to be an uncomfortable time for a teen sensation like you.
Yeah, it's causing some troubles with the the recording and some of the songs I do live in concert. So I gotta like. I just woke up one morning, and I'm like, what's this all about? And I was singing a duet with Mariah Carey,
mm-hmm.
not to be confused with Mariah Yeager, the 20-year-old bitch who says I got her knocked up. Eh?
Okay. Right, a lot of Mariahs, yeah.
But
yeah.
Mariah Carey, we were doing her song, Only One for Christmas, and I was supposed to hit some high notes, and it was, like, not as easy as it used to be, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
And what are these things between my legs, too, by the way?
Okay, those
are
just...
scaring the hell out of me. I got some kind of growth down there or something.
Nope, those are just testicles. It's just normal. I guess they drop at when you get to be about your age or so. You're just a little more testosterone starting to turn into a man is all, Justin.
I can't afford that, eh? That is not part of my my career plan, you know? I don't think man Justin Bieber is a man's going to... be very commercially.
So, in other words, your bread and butter is having that sweet teen voice. Now, all of a sudden, you start to sound like a dude, and nobody's interested anymore.
And that sweet tween crotch, too, by the way.
Well, yeah.
That nice smooth crotch was like my claim to fame. It's going to be hard to be a lesbian when I got like hair on my face and my voice changes.
I don't think you're really a lesbian, though, Justin. I think that's a joke that people make. But what are you going to do, though, if you have this voice and then the little girls don't care about you anymore because you sound and look too old for them?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, man. So
I better start thinking about a new career.
Oh, what's happening now? Yeah. Come on, Justin. God. Oh, no.
I'm going to have to look into a new line of work, I think, you know? That ain't right, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Kids grow up so fast now, don't they?
Yeah, what's that all about? You know.
I'd say we're about due for a new Queens of the Stone Age album. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Love them so much. Here on the Kevin and Bean Show, 106.7 KROQ, Red Hot Chili Peppers, also Bob Marley. Talk about a guy who's overdue for now. Cage the Elephant and Blink 182 coming up. Bruce Campbell from Burn Notice in moments. Right now, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air. 323-520-AFRO. Most of the time, people call when they're either drunk or bored or... start to take inventory of their life and realize they have no friends. But the Kevin and Bean Afro line is always there for them 24 hours a day. It's been so many years, Lisa, since we talked to your friend who had the crazy phobia about the word moist. Remember?
Oh, my friend Nicole. Yes. She drives her crazy. Spasms.
I mean, it literally has a physical impact on her when she just hears the word. If it just comes up in a commercial on television, she wigs, right?
Yeah, she kind of curls into a ball.
And it's so crazy how that has stuck in people's minds. All these years later, people are still calling the Afro Line with a special message just for your friend Nicole.
Moist.
Now she's not going to listen for another 3 months. Thank you.
Poor girl. Every time she tunes in, somebody seems to do that.
Yep.
Of course, a lot of talk in the weeks leading up to Halloween about that song we love that we play called Halloween Spooks. This guy asks a question.
Halloween Spooks. That's racist.
Well, I don't know about all that. We were just talking to Justin Bieber a minute ago. This guy, I think, has a message for Justin.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-
emblem.
Okay. Bieber's a douchebag, but you're calling up with that voice talking about how dare he wear the Batman emblem. Come on. Every time we go to the Afro Line, there's somebody out there who's just got nothing but love for Lisa May.
Hey, Lisa May, I know what you, I know what you like to do. You like to take it in the...
Okay.
Oh, I was afraid he was going there. They always go there. What is that?
They sure do. Here's some comedy. I think some people look at the Afro Line as an opportunity for them to share their gift with us.
Hey, you guys want to hear a joke? Why did they change the name of Halloween? Ah, crap, I messed up.
But the beautiful thing about a voice mailbox is that you can always call back if you come up with something else.
Your mom's so scary, they changed Halloween to Yo Mama Ween. Nailed it.
Yeah, you sure did. I can't tell who this guy is. His disguise is so great that there's no way to tell who the voice is behind this message.
What's up, Kevin O'Bean? This is the Rasta Men calling to say, don't smoke no weed today, man. This is Dewan calling.
Oh, Dewan.
All right, guys. Peace out.
Peace out, Dewan.
Dewan, I didn't know it was you because the Rasta Man was such a powerful character. And by the way, God bless Dewan, one of our favorite listeners. We love him so much. At some point, he has to stop trying to talk our listeners into not smoking weed, right?
You got to know your audience. Yeah,
seriously,
absolutely.
Isn't that too much of an uphill battle for just one guy? Come on. The world is, of course, in love with McDonald's McRib, and why not? This guy even wrote a song about it.
McRib is back, McRib is back, McRib is back. Bathroom things are going to happen. Ooh.
Yeah, that's the bad side effect. Hey, how's the McRib work? Beer Mug, you would know. I know that you don't know when it's coming. There's just an announcement that McRib is back at restaurants this Friday or whatever it is. When do they take it away? Do they give you warning or do you just show up one day and it's gone?
Show up one day and it's just done. And then you're driving along another day and you're like, whoa, it's back.
Unbelievable.
They're masters of marketing.
Yeah.
They are. Last week on the show, again, speaking of Halloween and Halloween spooks, Omar put together this mix. I think he was trying to make the song more palatable to people who really aren't into 1960s jazz. So here's a little piece of what he put together.
Halloween.
Now, I love that.
It
I think that
great.
It's awesome.
Is fantastic. This listener, though, did call with one small complaint.
Hey, Omar. I just want to let you know, you did a pretty good job remixing Halloween Spooks, but can I ask you a question? If you were going to mix Halloween Spooks with Michael Jackson, why the hell did you pick Billie Jean? I mean, for God's sake, it's Halloween. Thriller. Isn't Thriller the obvious choice there? Seriously, man.
He may be making a good point, actually.
Yeah.
And finally, we keep sending Beer Mug out, and he never fails to disappoint. Look, I'm the guy who was this close to hiring somebody to kill Beer Mug, okay? But I can't be – there's no way I can be more in love with Beer Mug now that I heard his interviews with the participants of the Pet Parade this past weekend. And I think that's what this guy's calling about.
I swear to God, if you guys keep giving Beer Mug any more airtime, I'm going to go down there and genital slap everyone.
Oh, the genital slap.
The genital slap, that's rough. Yes. But how can you not love this?
Hey, it's Beer Mug here.
How can you not love this?
That is witty as all hell.
Yeah, good boy. 323-520-AFRO. That is the Kevin and Bean Afro line. Hey, we'll talk to actor Bruce Campbell from Burn Notice coming up next. We're going to have the great actor Bruce Campbell joining us in a moment here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Beer Mug, we didn't have a chance to revisit the outstanding job you did doing the giveaway for
it's
us.
It's okay, because we're going to have Bruce Campbell in a minute, though.
Yeah, so but I think we have time to squeeze this in first.
No, it's okay.
No, I think we're good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I know people are in awe of the work that you've been doing out on the street with the K-Rock microphones when you go out and you interview people.
Sure.
But I think they're missing out on how awesome you are just in studio behind the mic. From time to time, you'll do a giveaway on the show. And here's the one from just a few minutes ago. If you didn't really pay attention, young broadcasters out there, if you're thinking about getting into the business and you're thinking, what's the secret to success? How do I do it? Listen to this.
If you would like tickets to the 2011 NHRA Auto Club Finals at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona, that's November 10th through the 13th. Callers 1 through 5 at 800. What's the number, Lisa? 520-1067?
67,
okay,
yeah.
That's it. Be the first 5 callers, and you'll win. Ralph Showbiz Beat is next.
Well done.
Wow. There it is.
And then you just give up.
It's gold.
It kind of does.
How many times have you done giveaways on our show, Muggs?
Too many. I can't count.
You forget the number, and you don't know the name of anything. It's like every time Muggs opens a mic, it's like he's never been on the air before.
What station is this?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, don't call now. That was from a few minutes ago. That was just to demonstrate what a fantastic job Muggs was doing. All right. I don't feel like we are worthy to welcome our next guest back to the Kevin and Bean Show, Lisa, but you know him, you love him. Bruce Campbell is on Burn Notice, returning for the next part of season 5. Woo! And I want to say it's Bruce tonight or tomorrow night on USA Network.
Well, it's whatever November 3rd is.
That's what I'm having the same problem you were. I think today's the 2nd, right?
Today's 2nd. It's tomorrow night.
So it's tomorrow night. How are you, Bruce? Good to have you on again, man.
I'm doing swell. It's a pleasure to be here on your classy show.
Thank you for that. You know, it's so funny. I know you, you're the king of self-deprecating humor, but obviously you have millions of fans around the world from all the years you've been doing this. But at some point, you're not going to be able to call yourself a B actor anymore with the phenomenal success of this Burn Notice. I mean, this thing is not just a hit for cable. You're playing with the big boys now. Isn't it one of the biggest shows on television now?
It's one of the biggest shows on cable, certainly. We can't quite touch, you know, Dancing with the Stars. But, you know, for cable, we're kind of kicking some serious butt. So, yeah, it's ruining my M.O. I almost can't say I'm a B-movie actor anymore. But actually, you know, cable's considered B television.
That's how you get away with it. I got you.
I'm still a B actor, just a B television actor. You're but B doesn't mean bad.
That's right. That's right.
You're working harder than anybody else.
And USA, man, I mean, they have really carved out a niche with some of these shows like yours that they do, and they really do a fantastic job with it. I mean, the quality is there. And yeah. Are you surprised at how successful and how long Burn Notice has been running?
I'm surprised by everything because, you know, when you do a pilot, good knows, you know, George Clooney did probably 10 pilots before he did ER. So you never know. Actors do pilots all the time. And I had a good feeling about this one. I hadn't done television in about 8 years before that because it was driving me crazy, and you know, I didn't even want to read it, and my representative said, just shut up and read it, and I went, all right, and I went, oh, whoa, what's this, and struck me as being really fresh, and for some reason, Matt Nix has managed to bamboozle us all into 5 seasons, because he's a pretty clever guy. He keeps the plot twisting and turning, and you know, the 6 episodes that are left of this season are pretty much going to be full of major carnage and mayhem.
Great.
Well, that's what we love.
Action shows tend to wrap up. So there's going to be some explosions.
Well, nothing better than explosions. Now, tell me about anytime you play a Navy SEAL on television or in the movies, you're kind of in the fraternity of the real guys. I'm sure you hear from people either on the street or through your fan mail or whatever. What do people have to say about the way you're characterizing your guy next Navy SEAL?
Well, thankfully, you have to say former, by the way.
Former, right?
Oh, not X.
Not X.
And so fortunately for me, being a former Navy SEAL, I can drink beer and, you know, look like a middle-aged man. But what we found by meeting some of the real guys is that they are like Sam. They've had their stressful days. They've had the days where they can do 1,000 push-ups in a day. Those days are over. They don't want the stress anymore. They don't want the hassles. They don't work out anymore. They want to drink beer, crack jokes, and wear Hawaiian shirts. So it's kind of an accurate portrayal, believe it or not.
I'm sure that a lot of the guys who are still doing it, you know, they're blowing off steam, sitting at home on the couch, watching you on TV for entertainment. They dream of ending up like you in your life, I bet.
I never know. I never know. We just try and not insult any of our good people who are in the, you know, the armed services. But it's nice. Now we got the CIA back into our show. They didn't exist until season 5.
That's right.
Kind of getting back in with the CIA. But my character, Sam, has problems with the CIA. We did a prequel to Sam's story, the Sam X movie we aired earlier this year. And we alluded to some problems I have with the CIA, and they're coming back to haunt me now.
Right.
So it's going to get a little tense around here.
This is the voice of the great actor Bruce Campbell here back on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can follow him on Twitter at a name I love, at Groovy Bruce. And we're talking about Burn Notice returning on the USA Network. That's going to be tomorrow night. Here's a question I don't think we've ever dealt with you before, Bruce. What do you know about the team of engineers and scientists that are able to come up with those bikinis for Gabrielle Anwar that are as hot as they are but still keep you on the air on cable? Because it seems like you're in very close to violation with some of those outfits.
Well, the beauty of cable is they don't care. You know, they can do it. You know, we can say boo-boo words, and Sam Axe drinks all the time, and, you know, Michael Weston's mother smokes, Sharon Glass, she smokes all the time. So we get to do stuff that, like, normal people do. And the fact that Gabrielle can shake her thang like that, I think, is good. Because she's a little hottie, I got to tell you. I've had plenty of scenes with her, and I do all those scenes with her for free.
No, she is
rebates with the producers.
She is unbelievable. We've had your co-star Jeffrey Donovan on the show before too, and that dude is so much fun. Hey, I wanted to ask you this, Bruce, off topic for a minute, because I know Halloween just passed. How many iconic characters played by Bruce Campbell have you seen as Halloween costumes? Because you definitely have people out there every year dressing up like you.
Well, I finally saw my first Sam Axe person.
Oh, no kidding.
It was like a 12-year-old boy who had like a, he put a salt and pepper wig on, like a big moppy wig. He put some weird gray crap on his face. I guess that was my beard. And had sunglasses and a lousy Hawaiian shirt, but he was missing the jewelry. So if you're going to play Sam Axe, you got to have the bling going with it, too.
Right.
But yeah.
I appreciate the first person I've ever seen is Sam Axe. A lot of ashes out there. I have a good collection of people who sent me, you know, through Twitter, them in their ash costume hoisting their plastic, you know, play school a shotgun over their head.
Yeah. Yeah, you've had Evil Dead costumes, Army of Darkness costumes. I know there are Bubba Hotep costumes. I mean, it's crazy how many things you've done that have ended up being iconic like that, that live on year after year. I mean, it must be so satisfying as an actor that people still remember all those
roles.
Well,
there's a lot of classy people out there.
Right.
Surmised over the years.
All right. In our remaining seconds, tomorrow night, USA Network, 10 o'clock. What do you want them to know as they tune in if maybe they want to get in on the phenomena that is Bruno's?
I'm going to give you a spoiler that I shouldn't even really be giving you.
Okay. All right, here it is.
Because I like you guys.
Here it is.
At the end of the season, one of the main characters in the show may not be enjoying the freedom that they had moments before.
Ooh, interesting.
Mm. There's going to be some jaws a-dropping.
No kidding.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah,
all right.
That's what you want. You got to torment the audience. You have to punish them, and this is going to do it bad.
Excellent.
Tomorrow night, USA Network.
They're going to be punished.
10 o'clock, Burn Notice is back for 6 consecutive episodes. Bruce, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you very much.
Go to KRock.com right now or KevinandBean.com. See the picture of Steven Tyler looking beautiful with some teeth missing.
Yeah.
A big old bruise over his eye and on his face. He's not aging well, even before they fall in the hotel room, by the way.
He looks like a tranny meth hooker.
He kind of does. Yeah. Anyway, take a look at that picture, and then you can give us a call after the top of the hour. We'll be taking your calls of times you've lost teeth. I know our listeners.
Ow.
I know our listeners have been there. Can you imagine what that would feel like
to
the tooth come out?
No, and I didn't want to talk about this, but Kevin insisted that we do this phone-in topic, and I'm doing it under protest.
I insist as well.
It makes me cringe.
How much do we enjoy other people's misery? Come on, Ralph. That's what the show's all about.
I can't even imagine. It makes my teeth hurt just hearing the stories. It's horrible.
It hurts so bad, but we'll all feel so good about it not being us. That's coming up at the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, time for another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Justin Bieber is the daddy of a baby, baby, baby. According to Mariah Yeater, that's her name. She is 20 years old, and she claims that she had sex with Justin backstage at one of his concerts and that the baby is his.
It does sound like a dead end to claim something like that unless you have something to back it up. Like, what's the point of bringing up a story like this if you don't legitimately think you have a claim?
Either the baby is his or she's just a nutloaf who wants to somehow be associated with Justin Bieber, and so she is doing anything just to get his attention.
That certainly happens.
Oh, no. She's a whore.
Yeah. She claimed she was 19 at the time. They had sex backstage, and now she wants him to do the right thing and take care of her and the baby. So she has filed a paternity lawsuit, and a court hearing will happen soon. So this isn't the end of this story, which makes me
happy. I'm a whore. Hello?
Yeah. Never thought I'd say these words, but the new online search engine created by MC Hammer is about to go online. Announced last month at a Web 2.0 conference in San Francisco, MC Hammer unveiled his new internet search engine.
Thank God, because Google sucks.
Wiredo. Wiredo.
Okay.
What does Wiredo?
I don't know. I can't imagine. The search engine train may have left the station, Hammer.
I think we're covered.
But he claims this search engine's different. It uses a combination of deep search and relationship search technology.
And Hammer had what to do with this? He's not writing code. What's his participation?
Or is he? No, he isn't. He's apparently just invested in Wiredo and thinks this is the next big thing in search engines.
Well, he is a financial genius. We know that.
He is. We've seen that in the past, the way he handles money.
I can't imagine people saying, oh, let me just Wiredo this and see if I can come up with the answer. It just doesn't fit like Google does, you know?
Look, Microsoft is Microsoft, and they've had trouble getting Bing off the ground because of Google, right? How is MC Hammer going to do?
It's called Wiredo.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, somewhat related to this, 80s music star becomes internet tycoon, Ralph, is I read an article this week about your old friend Thomas Dolby, who has his first new album out in 20-something years. He's been living in the Silicon Valley and has made millions and millions of dollars. He's one of the guys who invented the technology that allows you to create ringtones on your phone.
What?
That's where Thomas Dolby's been in between albums.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, he's always been at sort of at the forefront of audio technology. Even when he was doing pop music, he was sort of a leader in that field.
Yeah, he's more likely to have something like that on his resume than MC Hammer is, that's for sure.
Yeah. Isn't he connected somehow? I remember hearing a story. Maybe he isn't the guy or is related to the guy or something who came up with Dolby Sound?
I think so. Doubly, by the way, is how I remember it from Spinal Tap.
No, it's doubly.
But yeah, I think he is. I think he's in that that family or something. Yeah,
it's nuts. Well, we know now who will replace Regis Philbin on his show on November the 18th.
Who?
Well, it's not permanent, but for to buy them a little more time until they find a permanent replacement, they're going to use a series of guest hosts, and the first one is Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh.
Jerry Seinfeld will be sitting in alongside Kelly Ripa for a while, at least. He'll be co-hosting November 21st through the 23rd, so we'll get a week of Jerry, and then we'll see what else the future has to hold for live. But I bet you they're going to do this for a while. Why not?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You bring in high-profile guests, and that way you get people, they get all eyes until you settle on a permanent replacement.
Mm-hmm. That kind of behavior is completely unacceptable.
And, yeah, this is good casting news. They've been talking about this biography of former X-rated star Linda Lovelace for a long, long time. There have been a bunch of actresses connected up with this. At one point, Malin Ackerman was going to do a version of the story. Ooh, nice. Lindsay Lohan had been talked about playing Linda Lovelace at one point. Now it looks like Amanda Seyfried is going to play Linda Lovelace in a new film about her life. Linda, of course, starred in the legendary X-rated film Deep Throat, still one of the most money-making motion pictures of all time. And according to sources, the film will go back as far as her high school years and then her meeting her future husband, who apparently had a lot to do with her getting cast in porn movies, and then, of course, the film that was made in 1972, all the way up to her tragic death in 2002. So her entire life will be covered, and Amanda's a good actress. So
I think that's a good choice, don't you, Ralph?
Yes, I do, and I look forward to seeing her do naughty things, too.
And didn't Linda Lovelace, wasn't part of her interesting story that she turned against porn and got real religious and campaigned and to try to stop it and the whole deal, right?
Vehement anti-porn activist towards the end of her life.
So she was wrong then, right?
Yes, very much so. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor-singer Kendall Schmidt from Big Time Rush is 21 years old today. Guitarist Chris Walla of Death Cab for Cutie is 36. Prodigy of Mobb Deep is 37 years old. Fieldy from Korn's 42. David Schwimmer, Friends Fame, is 45. Lauren Velez from Dexter turns 47. Ring announcer Michael Buffer is 67 years old today. And Nelly, rapper
it's
Nelly.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Timing, Muggs. Timing. Timing. You are the most annoying man in the world. You're the most annoying man in the world, Muggs.
Hey.
Nelly is 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Debuting a new feature called The Most Annoying Man in the World.
No, wonder who that stars.
I can't figure out who that's about.
Awesome!
Plus, that's fantastic!
Yeah!
Guys. Plus a brand new internet roundup coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Welcome in on a Wednesday. Steven Tyler, a few days ago, in a shower. His story is that he was in a shower and fell face first. What was the deal, Ralph? I'm sure you broke this on the showbiz beat.
I did.
Food poisoning or something? How do you fall in a shower from food poisoning?
Because he, and trust me, I had this recently, so I can relate. He had food poisoning. He was unleashing from both ends. He was a human fountain. And so he became dehydrated, and naturally he wasn't eating, so he became dizzy, disoriented. He was in the shower, and he just sort of fainted, dropped down, and unfortunately he hit his face on the side of the tub when he was in the shower, blackened his eye open, a cut over his eye on his forehead, and knocked out two teeth from his mouth. Had to undergo emergency oral surgery. That's what she said. 4 hours of emergency dental surgery in a hospital in Paraguay, which is, I don't think, is where you want your emergency surgery done.
No, it's not your first choice.
No.
Now, this made news, of course, because he's a big celebrity, judge on American Idol and leader of the band Aerosmith. But also people were speculating because it's Steven Tyler. Hey, he must have been blottoed, right? He fell off the wagon, he was drunk and fell down.
Yeah,
right?
They said maybe drugs or alcohol, but his camp vehemently denies that and says, no, he's clean and sober still. And it was just him being unwell and just fainting, and it's just an accident. He was back on stage, I think, the next night. He canceled the Paraguay concert for that night. Came back after the surgery and rescheduled the concert, performed in the next night, I believe, or if not the night after, and then continued with their South American tour. So they're still touring.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We are
looking for your calls if you've lost teeth.
Ow!
Now, we're not talking about, obviously, they come out and you have a quarter under your pillow at night. We're talking about in a way like this where they were knocked out as an adult. You had teeth knocked out. We want to hear about that. And I know our listeners have had that happen at 1-800-520-1067. Speaking of Beer Mug, the most annoying man in the world, you said this is your biggest physical pain, fear, is losing teeth, Mugs? Why?
Yeah, not only is it painful, but I've spent half of my life in orthodontist office and dentist office. So if I had teeth knocked out, that would just be all down the drain.
That would be a burn.
You've invested so much money in your chompers that it would be, be financially hurtful for you.
Now, it's never happened to me, Ralph. You?
No, thank God. I have nightmares about it. It is one of my buttons that gets pushed. I don't know. A lot of physical pain doesn't threaten me, doesn't concern me. I don't have any issues with it. But this makes me squeamish. You know, some people are afraid of needles. Some people have, issues with other physical ailments. But teeth and the idea of having one knocked out is just horrific to me.
Yeah,
there was
movie,
Romper Stomper or something, or American History X.
Yeah, Bite the Curb.
Yeah, where Ed Norton puts a guy's mouth on a curb, opens his mouth and puts it on a curb, and then kicks the back of his head into the curb, knocking all of his teeth out. And I have yet to see that scene. I've seen the film twice, and I've never seen that scene because I just avert my eyes. I can't even imagine. I can't even comprehend.
Did it happen to the monkey? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
He's lost a couple teeth, he told us.
He seems very nonchalant about it, too.
Yeah, that happened to me. Yeah, I did it. It's like, what? Yeah, I did it a couple times. grill work. I think he's had his teeth redone, so I guess it's not an issue if you're going to get them all new anyway. So what's
the point? He doing when he lost his teeth? How did it happen?
I don't know. He never really said.
He didn't say.
No.
All right, let's go to Will first. 1-800-520-1067 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We might as well get this out of the way first, because I imagine number one way you lose teeth is the way Will lost teeth. Hi, Will. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, dude?
What line is he on, Bean? I don't have my screen.
He's on line two. Make it two, please. Yes. Sorry, Muggs. Will, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Dude, what happened?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Hello.
Natural way, I knocked out six of my front teeth playing hockey.
Ooh. Yeah, there it is. Playing hockey, there it is.
Did you get hit with a puck?
Yeah.
Oh.
Six
I'm a huge hockey fan, and it happens quite often with hockey players, especially when you're blocking a shot or something like that. And when I see it on the ice, I have to leave the room. I can't imagine.
Yeah, you know, they say you're not a real hockey player unless you have fake teeth, and I'm a hockey player.
Now, Will, how does this happen? I don't know what level you were playing, but do you bother gathering up the teeth? Can they reattach them, or do you have to just start with all new teeth? There's no way to put teeth back into your head, right?
Yeah, if you knock out the whole tooth with the root and everything, they can actually put it back in, and then they cement them all together. That's what they did with mine, but the root died, so I ended up having to get fake ones put in.
Mm. I got to tell you, the fake ones can be, I mean, that whole process can be super painful and takes a long time,
where
too.
Where they drill the bolt into your head, whatever, and then screw a tooth on. Yeah, the whole concept, everything about this, from both, from accident to fixing it, is just horrific to me on every level.
Yes. All right, one more question for you, Will, because it does sound like you did some damage to your head at that same instance, but was it the most painful thing you have ever experienced?
When they had to file down the outer teeth with the bridge on.
Oh.
That was even worse than losing them on the ice, huh? How about that?
Yeah, that didn't even hurt.
All right, dude.
Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Let's try line one, please, Muggs. We're going to talk to our man, Adam, also lost a tooth or teeth. Adam, what happened?
Hey, what's up, guys? I was riding downhill on my bike with a couple of my friends, and one of my friends kind of, I don't know if he lost control, he did something, but anyway, he clipped the back of my bike, and it sent me over the handlebars, and I went face first over the bars, and I hit my face on a wooden mailbox post and knocked my front tooth out.
Oh, Jesus. That sounds horrific.
Just one tooth?
Yeah, it was just my front left tooth.
So pussy!
We're just scoffing now at one tooth?
Just one tooth? Whatever!
I know.
What did they do with yours? Were they able to put it back in?
No, I have a fake tooth because it, like, shattered the whole thing pretty bad. Luckily I was unconscious during the surgery, so I didn't really have to, like, worry about any of seeing or hearing any of the drilling or going on. But
right.
When I woke up, my mouth was just, like, completely numb and everything.
Your mouth feels like Lisa's does every Sunday night.
Oh, come on now.
Thank you very much for the call. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take more of your calls in a moment. When Charlie Sheen lost his teeth, they just died from attrition, right? That wasn't from blunt force or anything.
Drug use, yeah. I think he killed the gums around it smoking meth or something. That's what
just
caused
bad.
Him to fall out.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. We want to take your calls just because I'm enjoying how much it hurts, Ralph, to hear these stories. So if you've lost a tooth or teeth, you're up next right here on The Kevin and Bean Show. So this one time in Havasu, the email begins.
No,
on the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock. I was driving around in an 8-foot speedboat when it stalled. In drunken Tarzan fashion, I grabbed a rope in my teeth and dove into the water.
Oh, come on.
I went about 5 feet too far and cleanly yanked out and lost a bottom front tooth, a $2,400 mistake, says Tony. Wow. That had got to be. He felt so cool diving into that water with a rope in his mouth. He was the man. And the next thing you know, he's losing a tooth and feeling like a jackal. I love that.
Get woozy if I get a popcorn kernel stuck in my teeth.
Wow.
I like, that pain will make me have to lay down after I get the floss. But it's just, I do not like anything involving teeth, loss thereof, or pain therein.
What about, we're getting right back to your calls here on the Kevin and Bean Show, if you've lost a tooth or teeth, what about Ralph? Knowing what a movie fan you are, what about The Marathon Man?
Oh, nightmares. Nightmares when I saw
can't,
that film.
Probably can't watch it, right?
No, I have seen that. And I had nightmares after I saw it. I mean, the
For folks who haven't seen it, Laurence Olivier plays a Nazi, right?
Yes.
Criminal and just in.
He's interrogating Dustin Hoffman, and he's trying to get answers out of him. And so what he does is drill his teeth without any sort of painkiller and expose the nerve and torture him in that way. And it is horrific.
And Will writes in one more. Hey, sorry, guys. Love you, but turning off the show for a bit.
Yes.
Can't listen.
I don't blame
Will.
You. I didn't want to do this. They're making me do it. I told Kevin yesterday, let's pick a different phone topic. No, this is good. No, it's not good. It's horrible.
Let's talk to Scott on line two. He lost not one, not two, not three. Not four, not five.
Oh, my God.
Scott, how many teeth did you lose, my friend?
What's happening, guys?
Hi.
I lost six.
Six teeth at one time.
Did you have an M80 in your mouth?
Pretty close. A diving board.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. It was pretty gnarly. I tried to follow a guy. I was a little younger, and I tried to follow a guy do a backflip.
Oh.
And I chose to get up, in this proper stance, and I jumped about 2 inches off the board. Mm. My whole face came down, and my whole upper shelf got knocked out from the board.
Oh,
okay,
Lord.
Yeah. We talked to someone else who said that pain, he barely felt it. The puck guy.
I felt I could empathize with that guy.
But,
I was kind of like knocked out. The whole pool was bloody. Someone had to come grab me, and
maybe
do the whole
that's
deal.
It. You just go into shock.
Maybe.
Did you give up diving? Yeah. I'm serious. Did you give up diving after that accident, or is it something you went back to?
Zero backflips.
Yeah.
Definitely did not attempt those.
Good man. Good man.
Again.
Who is that? Who is that Olympian, guys? Luganus.
He hit his head, but not his mouth.
Not his mouth, right. That's unbelievable.
I guess it's such a, it happens so quickly, maybe, that they just get ripped out of your head so quickly that you don't feel the pain initially.
Yeah.
But all the work after the fact is even more horrible to me than the idea of the actual accident. It's just
Scott.
That's where the pain set in. I set up, had the braces, and then they had, terror of that growing up as a kid.
Yes.
And they ended up taking them off because my teeth were in such shock that, the grown teeth, that they had to take them off. And I spent $6,000 on veneers. So here we go.
Wow.
For nothing.
Glad you called, Scott. Thanks so much. We're not going to top six teeth, I don't think. But
that has been the record so far. The puck guy was six teeth, and now this guy was six. That's the record.
We'd love to hear from you if you can beat that. In the meantime, let's talk to a couple people who lost them in interesting ways. Line 8. brings us Neil here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, Neil, you're at a punk rock concert. What can go wrong there?
Yeah, totally. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa. So, yeah, I was at a show, and the lead singer of the band decided to stage dive, and I got a boot to the two front teeth.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It was cool. I thought I was all right because they didn't fully get knocked out, so I rushed to the bathroom to try to pop them back in.
Oh. And how'd that go?
Dislocated shoulder.
Not too good. Not too good.
I hope you murdered that lead singer.
He was actually a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
So
I hope you murdered him.
Thank you very much for the call. Mike writes in Little League, when I was 9 or 10, I was the first base coach, and I was hit in the face with a line drive. Yeah, Ralph, go ahead and insert a hit in the face with balls joke right here. Despite my best efforts to turn away, I lost four teeth that day in an explosion of pain, but, like your callers are saying, it was nothing compared to the pain of having the teeth shoved back into my skull later that day.
Come on.
Let's try Laredo.
No, let's stop.
He's on line six, another guy who lost a tooth or teeth in an interesting way. Hi, Laredo. Welcome to the show, dude.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's going on?
Oh, man. So mine's a very convenient story. I was doing repoing with my dad one night in Crenshaw.
It sounds like a sport.
By the way, extreme repoing.
Laredo may have been repoing, but he wasn't doing it for any company, okay? He was stealing cars. Come on. We know what's going on here. All right, go Raiders. What happened?
And I was doing a repo with my father. Mm-hmm. I was hooking up the car. I was on the ground. As soon as I get up, this bat just comes out of nowhere.
Dude.
It hits me right in the side of my left side of my jaw, and it knocked out both wisdom teeth, top and bottom.
Wow.
Wisdom teeth? It knocked out your back teeth?
Yes, it knocked out my back teeth. I just feel like... like something crunching around. I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, my face is already blown up.
It didn't break your jaw?
I fractured my jaw a little bit. Like, it's just like a hairline fracture.
Wow.
Just a little bit.
But the thing that came out was their rear teeth.
I never thought about somebody losing their rear teeth in an incident like that. Doesn't it always seem like it's front teeth? Because
sure.
They're the ones that are easily accessible.
Oh, no. That, I got hit with a bat in the side of the face.
Yeah.
I bet you'd love to tell that story in prison.
They're furry little animals with wings. You wouldn't think they'd have that kind of velocity when a bat hits you like that.
I think it was baseball. I think a baseball bat.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Louisville Slugger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good call, dude. All right, Ralph, you had enough?
Yeah, more than enough. I'm going to go around the rest of my life wearing a hockey mask, I think, just a goalie mask, just to protect myself from ever happening.
Good time. Thanks, Foo Fighters. On the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ with Incubus, Pumpkins, Sublime, and Silver Sun pickups coming up. By the way, both Harold and Kumar will be here tomorrow, actors John Cho and Cal Penn, talking about the Christmas movie that they have coming out with Neil Patrick Harris. Looks so funny. All right, many people in our audience, I won't say no one, are really thinking about the election, the presidential election next year. It's about 13 months away now.
Yes.
But I miss Larry Flint. I miss when Larry Flint used to get involved. Like, where's Larry Flint out there with the Herman Cain sex tape? You know what I mean? That's the type of stuff that he used to come up with or used to talk about.
Yeah, he's letting us down.
Where's Larry Flint been? He, of course, is the famous publisher of pornography for all these decades. He founded Hustler magazine. Suffered an assassination attempt that put him in a wheelchair in 1978, but he has never slowed down. He continues to be out there crusading for the First Amendment and making great porn for all the world to enjoy. And we're very happy to welcome Mr. Flint back to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's been a long time, but we have a very special reason for having Larry on today. Hi, Mr. Flint. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you guys?
Well, we're great. It's always such a thrill to have you on. I understand that yesterday was a very big day for you, Larry.
Yeah, yesterday was my birthday. So
yeah.
We're having a lot of celebrations, you know.
Mm-hmm. And not just any birthday, but one that a guy who publishes Hustler magazine would be most excited about?
Yeah, a lot of people have been making jokes because yesterday was my 69th birthday.
Yeah!
There it is. I mean, a guy who parties like you, I can't even imagine the stops that you pull out when you have an event like that to celebrate.
You know, a lot of people assume things about me really more than is the reality of it. So I know a lot of people assume because it was, you know, number 69 that I had some sort of wild party, but I was just, we had a little celebration down at the beach, right? I have a little beach house, and it was a pretty tame affair, all things
considered.
Wow. I mean, that is a surprise, but I mean, a lot of the hustler honeys were there. I would imagine you still had a ton of chicks at the party,
there,
right?
There were some girls, yeah, that worked for Hustler there, and what I did, because we were at the beach, I had a scuba party, more or less, for all the girls who wanted to scuba dive, so I spent most of the party making sure they were airtight
before they
understand what's so funny. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, the goggles didn't leak and the regulators were working. So
that's what we were hoping, yeah.
Everything had to be airtight.
Yeah, airtight is the way to go.
Then we had a big barbecue on the beach afterwards, and I was feeding the girls sausage and wieners.
Sure, like you do.
Like kielbasa, foot-long, right. Hot
very
dogs.
Right.
I'm not a meat eater myself. I prefer seafood, so I just ate mostly clams. What? I don't understand.
No, it sounds like a really tame, just kind of all-American on the beach party. Sure.
And then, of course, because it was my birthday, we had to bring out, you know, candles and... I'm not a big cake fan myself, so they just brought me pie. I just had pie for my birthday.
Yeah, you do. You love pie, Larry. Yeah. That's one thing we know about you, right?
Cream pie, especially. That's sure. My favorite. So.
Delicious. Absolutely.
I blew out the candles, and there was so much blowing, actually, because, you know, 69 candles, a lot of candles. So there was blowing and blowing and blowing at the party. It was really,
well, how could there not be? Yeah, and I'm sure the fire marshal standing by, a flame like that gets out of hand, right?
Exactly. So it was quite the event, and we're having a little after party thing. Oh, I think I got guests at the door. Hold on a second. Let me just walk over to the door real quick.
No, Larry, don't. Please don't get up. Don't. Larry, don't. No. Larry. Come on. Always forgets.
You think after 69 years I'd remember I can't walk.
Doesn't that seem like, Ralph, when you were a kid that Anytober just lasted forever? Oh, and now it's just like in a heartbeat. It's just gone. It's behind us.
Anytober Eve, usually it was my favorite night. It was hard to sleep. Wondering what Jared was going to bring me the next morning. What footlong I was going to get in my stocking.
And remember how weird it was when Jared used to come down the chimney back when he was fat? That's the Jared we all knew and loved. And then he got all skinny, and it was like a weird imposter was showing up at your house with the Subway sandwich.
Anytober. So. And by the way, stop with the Movember, too, okay?
Movember?
Everybody's going to grow a mustache in Movember. It raises awareness for some effing cancer. I don't know. I'm very aware of cancer. It's all bad. I am against all cancers. Okay, so stop telling me to grow a mustache. I don't understand how that's going to help you, Movember.
Yeah, that's those people should get cancer, I say.
Oh, now you've gone too far.
That's what I'm saying. All right, a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup coming up here next on the World Famous Carrick. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Hugh Grant's going to be a dad. Well, Hugh Grant is a dad. I was going to say he's going to be, but he's a dad. Hugh Grant, 51-year-old British actor Hugh Grant, first-time father at 51. Excellent, excellent decision on your part, Hugh. However, I get the sense it maybe wasn't a decision. Us Weekly says he is delighted to be the father of a baby girl after a fleeting affair with an unknown woman. So maybe this sounds less than planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He couldn't be happier or more supportive, says his representative. Mom and dad are said to be on very friendly terms, says his representative. As soon as Hugh Grant learns her name, he said he will look forward to talking to her.
Oh, man.
No, apparently, speculation says the baby mama is a Chinese actress named Ting Lan Hong.
Hey!
Ting Lan Hong. That's the best Asian name I've ever heard. I think he probably won't be as involved in the baby's life as some other fathers may be.
It's interesting that they released this information. This wasn't found about because the British press was hacking his phone or anything like that, or, you know, like he's always railing against. I mean, he put this one out ahead of the story breaking.
Well, it's a matter of time, I guess. So they figure, why not get ahead of the curve? At least he's standing up like a man instead of Justin Bieber, who knocked up some girl and now refuses to acknowledge his responsibilities. Douchebag.
Or did he?
Yes.
You think he took her in the back of the Batmobile?
It's science. He did her in the trunk. Actually, if he had done her in the trunk, he wouldn't get into this trunk.
That would be great.
Mariah Yeater is her name. She claims she had sex with Justin backstage at one of his concerts. And now she's got a baby. Oh. She wants him to take a paternity test. Justin's representatives say this is completely untrue. because he has no genitals. Mariah's filed a paternity lawsuit, and a court hearing will happen soon, so I guess we'll know the truth one way or the other soon.
I heard some people speculating that they don't even think Justin Bieber is heterosexual, by the way, and that's
what?
Why they thought this whole story was just a sham.
I don't think he...
I've never gotten that gay vibe at all, have you?
I don't think he has got a preference one way or the other. I think I got an asexual hit off of Justin Bieber.
He's still a Ken doll, smooth all over?
Those questions this morning, bro.
I can't wait to hear that story. That's coming next hour, because I missed that.
Our run-in with Justin Bieber here at the station was very entertaining. Hey, Snooki's got a new book in the works.
Oh, thank God.
Another one?
Yeah, we just talked. Oh, Bean, you missed out when you're on vacation. We had a conversation with Snooki about her new book, Confessions of a Guidette.
Yeah, and by the way, thank you for bringing that up, because what happens is we stagger vacation times sometimes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. So you're listening to the show, and hopefully you're enjoying it year-round, regardless of who's in, who's out. But mm-hmm. I got so many angry emails from people about the Snooki interview that I don't know anything about. I wasn't on it. I didn't talk to her.
No.
Why were they so furious about us talking to Snooki?
Because it was a low point of the show.
Yeah.
And a show that's had hundreds and hundreds of low points.
It's hard to find one.
It may have been the worst.
It was
interview
cardigan
ever.
Low.
It was cardigan low. Yeah.
She was terrible.
She was terrible. We were terrible. It was terrible. Everything was terrible. It was hideous on every level.
I know that before I left, I voted very strongly against having her on because she's a moron.
Yeah.
But you guys said, yeah, but she's Snooki. So then you had to live with that.
I don't think I was around to have a vote. I think someone voted in proxy for me.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Maybe Dave the King of Mexico, perhaps.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, it is. I gave Dave my vote, I think, when I went on vacation for a couple of days, and I think
she was talking about one best-selling book, and now you're saying she's got another one coming out.
Well, she already had one, A Sure Thing, which was her novel about a young girl who spends the summer at the Jersey Shore in a house with other people. You know, fiction.
Wow.
Then she had Confessions of a Guidette, which is her lifestyle book, teaches you how to be more like her. And now she's got a sequel to A Sure Thing called Gorilla Beach. About all the juice heads on the beach and all the women who love them.
Shut up, Snooki.
By the way, Snooki was on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week to plug her book, Confessions of a Guidette. Let's see if I can grab this audio for you. But Jimmy asked her, he said, you're like J.K. Rowling now. And Snooki said, I don't know who that is.
Oh man.
Of course
she did.
And Jimmy said, well, you've heard of Harry Potter. She said, oh, yes, those movies are cool.
She probably had no idea.
She had no idea they were ever books. So.
What do you mean, psycho?
You're a psycho.
I've been waiting for you. What are you talking about?
I hate you.
You're so mean.
Because I hate you.
I hate you. You're so
I hate
mean.
You. I hate you more.
You're so mean. What are you talking
you.
About?
I hate you.
I love you.
I don't love you anymore, Snooki.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
I hate you.
I hate you.
I hate you more.
It's a bad breakup between you two.
Dancing with the Stars update. Nancy Grace and David Arquette were in the bottom two last night. By the way, Justin Bieber was there singing his hit single, Never Say Never, and then teamed up with Boyz II Men to sing Fa La La of his new Christmas CD.
Oh.
How was that, Beam? Did you enjoy that last night?
No, I missed...
What?
Missed the Bieber TV appearance, I'm sorry to say.
David Arquette got the boot. He is no longer on the show. You won't have David Arquette to kick around anymore. Has this show been on for like 9 months now? How long does Dancing with the Stars go on?
It seems like it's been on for a year.
Are they raising money for charity? Is this some sort of telethon that I'm not aware of?
How can there be contestants left? The show debuted last January or
it's
something.
Unbelievable. It's brutal. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ring announcer Michael Buffer is 67 years old today. Bassist Bobby Dahl of Poison's 48. Lauren Velez from Dexter. She plays La Guerta on that show. By the way, Dexter has been so good this season. 47 years old. David Schwimmer of Friends is 45. Fieldy of Korn turns 42 years old today. Chris Walla of Death Cab for Cutie is 36. And rapper Nelly celebrates his 37th birthday today. I remember Bean's cover album of Nelly hits. Do you remember that?
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Not a big seller, but...
How come that wasn't the low point of the show
It was,
time?
Until Snooki came on, and then you got trumped. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show...
Very excited about the debut of our new feature, The Most Annoying Man in the World.
Hey!
Oh, Beer Mug, what makes you think it's about you?
I don't know.
Coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, thanks so much for tuning in here on a Wednesday. It's time for a brand new Internet Roundup!
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Rambo.
I'm glad the King of Mexico is here in studio right now, because the King is the man who puts the roundup up every week at KRock.com or KevinandBean.com. And when you post the videos, first of all, we only have time to spotlight a few of them on the radio. There's usually about another four, five, six videos or something like that we don't even mention that are worth checking out. But you archive all the previous Internet Roundup videos, too. So how many videos do you think are up there available for people if they want to go waste their whole workday?
Let's see. I average about 14 to 15 per post. We got about 50 posts, so I would say 1,000 or so.
That's good math, Dave.
Well, I got 2010 as well, so we have got everything.
I mean, it really is. It's one-stop shopping for the greatest viral videos of all time, and Dave's the one who selects them and puts them up. And there's no end to our fascination with people who fall off poles. What's going on with this dude, this epic pole dancing fail? What's this guy doing wrong?
I think he went to go mock his friend, and because his other friend was dancing on a light pole. So he goes to mock him, and something happens that...
Hilarity ensues. Yeah. Listen up.
That's him knocking over the light pole.
Yeah,
it just completely falls over.
And you never get tired of seeing people fall down on the internet. I don't know what that is, but thank God everybody's rolling tape on everything all the time. Here's some guys driving down the road. I don't know what country they're in, Dave. Maybe you do, but they come across something we don't see very often here in America, and that is a bunch of crab crossing the street. Regular old crab like you eat in the restaurant.
Yep.
And they decide they're going to get out and start screwing with one. This guy picks up this crab and starts holding it and playing with it for the video camera. And you can, I mean, you know it's coming. It's just a matter of waiting to see where and how the crab is going to bite back at the guy.
That crab gets inside his nose and just holds on for dear life. Like, and it's dangle. It's crazy.
Good for the crab.
Why is the guy holding the crab up so that it has the opportunity to grab his face?
And it's funny because he's trying to like kiss it and like play it. Like, and you know, it's something bad's going to happen. And I'm glad it did.
It's hilarious. It's so funny. Now, I think the only one I didn't see this week is sitting on a toilet, and I wonder why with a title like that. But what's going on with this chick?
It's just a chick sitting on a toilet, singing about sitting on a toilet.
Really?
Sitting on a toilet. Sitting on a toilet. Now flush.
Oh.
Yes!
I don't
need
it.
I got it on. I can't believe I got that on.
I don't need that. There's MTVs in every country around the world, and there's a comedy show on MTV Brazil that makes fun of Americans. At least that's part of what they do. And they've written a song about how we fat Americans take our life in our own hands every time we eat a meal. Listen up.
I choose the way I want to die. Sausage, bacon, meth, or fat fries.
Yeah, they're poking fun at Americans, but it's pretty funny. We were talking about Snooki a few minutes ago. You know, she's a best-selling author now with her third book getting ready to come out. She's also very popular on the Twitter. For some reason, a lot of people follow Snooki, and she never has anything worthwhile to say. But it's always entertaining when someone's grandma reads those tweets for you.
OMG, Vegas is hot as balls. Back to Jersey.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
What's that? What's going on there? Michael Winslow is making a little bit of a comeback these days. He was popular, what, in the 1980s, I want to say?
Police Academy.
Police Academy movies. Yeah. He was the black guy who used to make incredible sound effects with his mouth. And I know Ralph is a huge fan of him, too, and has been trying to get him on the show. And I don't know what's going on lately, but Michael Winslow videos are everywhere. They're all over YouTube right now. He's making appearances. You know, he's still doing stand-up and still doing the wacky sound effects. But he's on a show, I want to say it's like in Norway or someplace like that.
Yeah, somewhere foreign.
And he's there doing the Led Zeppelin song, Whole Lot of Love. Now, before you listen to this clip from Michael Winslow, he's doing the Jimmy Page guitar part. And he's also doing the Robert Plant singing part at the same time. This is one guy doing this. Listen up.
That, are you serious?
I guess Omar didn't give us any of the singing, but I mean, he really sounds like Robert Plant. It's just crazy to see the stuff that he's able to do with his mouth.
It sounds just like the recording, like the live recording of it.
That's unbelievable. Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Doing the internet roundup here. You can find it at kevinandbean.com or krock.com to see all these videos. Conan O'Brien has now been on the air for over a year, and somebody took it upon themselves to do a montage of his entire first season in just a couple of minutes. And he just took clips from every single show, one right after another, and put them together. It's actually pretty funny.
Tonight's show, a solid B. I like it.
Who are the people who have the time to go through a year's worth of Conan to put this video together?
It's actually a Conan promo for season one. So, I mean, their staff put it together, but it's crazy because you see the different suits and the movement is all, like, fluid. It just goes in one motion. It's a pretty good video.
If you've always wanted to see Conan whip his hair back and forth, you get to see him do that about 400 times in the course of this video. One of the most popular things in late night is on the Jimmy Fallon show when his friend Justin Timberlake stops by. This is the third edition of the history of rap. Eventually, they're going to run out of classic rap songs, but not yet. This one is just as good as the first two.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get
this to the jam for all the fellas trying to do what those ladies tell us.
Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous.
I'm never surprised that Justin Timberlake is awesome at that because, you know, he came up as a, you know, as a musician, as a Disney star, and as a, you know, professional singer. But Jimmy Fallon just blows me away that he keeps up word for word with Timberlake on these things. He's so good at that.
Yeah. Super. I'm always surprised they never include the Roots.
Considering they're the band playing all these songs. Yeah. Right, exactly, yeah.
Good point.
And finally, on the internet roundup this week, we'll close with a couple of great ones for Halloween. Here's one. There's a lady who's working for a television station, and she is in some sort of a haunted house or something like that. And the video is entitled, Reporter Gets the Crap Scared Out of Her. We're not going to be able to do justice with this one just playing the audio. We will play it for you. But she ends up face down on the ground. She's so afraid when somebody jumps out at her in the piece.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I feel her.
She's losing it. And finally, our friend Jimmy Kimmel, every year it's a Halloween tradition on his late night show on ABC. He sends his cousin Sal to screw with trick-or-treaters. And in this case, you know, unsuspecting little kids are knocking on the door in their costume. Cousin Sal answers, and he's, I don't know, instead of candy, he's giving them a bowl full of guacamole. He's just doing all sorts of crazy, evil stuff to little kids like Sal does. And this was my favorite one, when this very adorable little girl shows up in a Hello Kitty outfit.
Hello Kitty, say hello Kitty litter. Yeah, open it up. That's all right. That's all right. Oh, you're a cat. Hold on, one more scoop.
No, I really don't want it.
No, it's really not that bad. No, sir. Not bad at all. All right. Happy Halloween.
And then Sal pulls something out of the kitty litter and eats it. So I don't really want to know what that was all about. But you can see all these videos and all the past Internet Roundup videos at Kevin and Bean or KROQ.com.
Kevin and Bean, Internet Roundup.
Dear Bean, this email begins. Ralph is right. The Snooki interview was indeed the low point ever for the show. Never has a guest been so vacuous. Has an interview been so pointless? Sincerely, Anna Nicole Smith.
Hey,
I mean,
that's from the grave she's writing us?
That's just, why would she be emailing us? I don't know about that. So apparently I missed the, it's the Kevin and Bean show, by the way, on the world famous KROQ here on a Wednesday. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Apparently I missed the Snookster when she was back on.
It was the best and worst week, I think, ever of the Kevin and Bean show.
Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
Because there were some high moments, and then there were some equally low moments.
Then there was Snooki. Now, the next time Snooki is offered, is Kevin again going to say, yeah, but she's on the Jersey Shore, and it's popular. We have to have her.
If he does, he's going to be calling in for our lost teeth segment when we revisit that subject matter, because I was furious after the fact.
I can't believe that I missed what potentially could have been one of the greatest days for me as a human last Thursday. Which happened to be my wedding anniversary, by the way, which is why I was off, because we were off doing wedding stupid things. And Weird Al was in the building.
That's what I mean by high point.
my personal Lord and Savior, Weird Al Yankovic, the greatest man who ever lived, was in the studio. I was off celebrating in stupid Paris instead of being on the air talking to Weird Al. What kind of poor choices am I making?
It was the best Weird Al interview we've ever done on this show.
Oh, that hurts me so bad to hear that.
He was in a great mood, and we were laughing and kidding around. We had so much fun, and he was sorry that you weren't there. He was dying to talk to you. Apparently, he had something very important he wanted to share with you. So,
yeah, I want to thank you for that, Ralph. As a matter of fact, I did bring in my voicemail. This is what I found on my phone. I was at the Musée d'Orsay, I believe, looking at art when you guys called. I had my phone off.
Yeah, Al said, "Where's Bean?" And we explained to him you were in Paris celebrating your anniversary. And he said, "I really would like to talk to him." We said, "Well, if you're the guest, if you want to talk to him, we will just call his cell phone. You can leave him a message."
So apparently that's what happened. And here's the message that was on my phone when I got outside.
Hey, Bean, it's Kevin and Ralph and Lisa and hey, Beer Bean. Mug, the whole crew. Yeah. And we just want to leave you a message. Hope you have a great, you're having a great vacation.
We were thinking of you. We love you so much and we miss you so much. And we do have Weird Al here in the studio with us. And we know what a big fan you are. So we all thought we'd get together and give you a little gift while you're on vacation. We'd have Al leave you a little message. Apparently, he had something he really wanted to tell you, so we thought
he came in saying, I have to give Bean a message.
I'm so sorry Bean's not here. That's something I really need to talk to him about. So we figured we'd just put you guys together and let Al tell you what he needs to tell you.
So now for your listening pleasure, Bean, here's Weird Al.
Hey, Bean, it's Weird Al Yankovic. This is really important, man. I hope you don't mind me bugging you.
Hung up.
Come on.
It was a technical snafu.
Yeah, technical my ass.
It was an accident. It was a technical. We had problems in the studio with the phone lines.
Was Weird Al going to ask me to come live with him or anything cool like that?
World will never know.
Go on his tour with him or something?
No idea what his burning message was, sadly, because we got accidentally disconnected.
Run the merchandise table at his concerts, whatever he needs. Yeah, I'm there for Al. So the same day that Al is there, Justin Bieber shows up.
Yeah, the Biebs. The Biebs was in the house. Aren't you the guy who owns his 2012 calendar and you're dying to get a chance to use it?
I love Justin Bieber, as you know. Yeah. I'm the guy who owns the movie on Blu-ray.
Oh my God.
What happened? How did Justin Bieber show up? And you guys had no idea he was even going to be there?
No. We share a facility here with another radio station across the hallway that is a top 40 station. Which is, I guess, where they play the Bieber music. Mm-hmm. And so we were trashing him all day long. I mean, hard for his half-ass Batmobile, or his Batalac, as he calls it, because he took a beautiful Cadillac and half-ass turned it into a pseudo-Batmobile by painting it flat black and putting the word Batmobile on the trunk, and he's got a bat signal on the front, and he's got just a cheesy JB logo on each door, the passenger and the driver's side. It's just a... the douchiest car in the world. It should be the douche-mobile is what it should be called.
But isn't that the type of thing you would do if you were 17 and had the money to do it, though, Ralph?
You know what I'd do? I'd buy the freaking Batmobile if I had that money. I wouldn't take a Cadillac and then just half-ass it and slap some paint on it and then call it the Batmobile. He's just compounding his douchebaggery with further douchebaggery.
So you're mocking that.
Yes.
And then you look outside, and there's the Cadillac in the parking lot.
Kevin says, Justin Bieber just walked by the window. I'm like, yeah, okay, he did. And then we find out he's actually in the house, and the Cadillac is parked out in the parking lot.
So what did you do?
I pooped on it. No, I didn't. We didn't know what to do. We were laughing. We said, I wonder if he heard what we were talking about. So we're in the office after the show, and he apparently was done his interview, and he walks by with like seven huge black bodyguards, and he is the tiniest little runt of the litter you've ever seen in your life. He's just such a little fembot, just tooling along with his bad ass fedora, just looking like a douchebag. And as he's walking by the door, he takes a pause and he's talking to one of his giant bodyguards, and he goes, "Those questions this morning, bro." And we're like, oh, you can't pull off the bro, first of all. Take that stupid hat off and get rid of that car.
You were ready to descend into his room, it sounded like.
Oh, he's such a little weasel.
And then finally, and I can't believe that I keep having the misfortune to schedule my vacations at the wrong time. The last time I was out, Scarlett Johansson naked pictures were released into the world.
Yes.
This time around, what's up with Taylor Swift?
We don't know. Her people are denying that it is Taylor Swift. However, CelebJihad.com, the website, posted the photo with a question mark after the headline, topless photo of Taylor Swift. So they're inferring that it's her, but they can't exactly say that it's her. Although, if you've seen the photo, it sure does look like her.
I wanted to know what you guys think. I mean, obviously, I've done my due diligence as a professional broadcaster. I've spent as much time as I could with the photo to determine. But, I mean, what do you guys think? Is it her?
It just doesn't seem like something she would do.
I think quite the contrary.
You do?
I
really?
Think it's the ones who try to appear all cotton candy and junior prom smelling that look like, you know, a little teen angel. Those are the ones that get nasty.
Yeah, but, Ralph, she wears granny panties when she performs. No. I don't think she'd be the one to just take naked pictures.
Not wearing a granny bra in that photo, I'll tell you that much. Kevin refuses to look at the photo because he refuses to type jihad into his computer, he said. Because he believes that somehow national security will show up on his doorstep if that happens.
Well, he can just go to kevinandbean.com where the photo is now up for people to peruse on their own and make a determination.
Yes. I say yes.
You say yes, it's her.
I say yes, it's her.
What about, people are looking for clues in the background. Does it look like that? I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, it looks like, you know, she's living in a trailer or something like that. It looks like a teenage girl bedroom. Doesn't seem like the type of thing that rich, sophisticated Taylor would be living in, you know?
I think as a country music star, she would definitely have wood paneling somewhere in her home, and she would live like white trash. So I say, yes, it's her.
Well, Lisa, what do you say?
I don't think it's her. And it doesn't completely look like her to me either.
It looks like her without makeup. Looks like a freshly scrubbed Taylor Swift looking all little booby.
I want
it very badly to be her, but I'm not sure either. You can go to kevinandbean.com if you want to see the picture. And you can also take a vote and let us know whether you think it is her or not. But those are the highlights of what I missed while I was gone.
It is more a topless Taylor Swift than that car is a Batmobile. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, it's Beer Mug here.
Yeah, we'll get to you in a minute. It's the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, tomorrow, John Cho and Cal Penn will be both joining us in studio. They are, in fact, Harold and Kumar, so we're very much excited.
I can't wait for the 3D Christmas movie. That trailer makes me laugh out loud every time I see it.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they got the formula, man. They're in the pocket every time around. I'm very excited about it as well. And of course, they were the sponsors for the big Dead Man's Ball. You can see a photo gallery of all the great costumes from that night, from Saturday night, the big K-Rock Halloween party, if you want to go to krock.com. By the way, Christine, Miss Double December, did you see the photos of her from that night?
I did not.
Holy mackerel.
Was she putting them on display?
Well, you know how she likes to put them on the glass.
Yeah, I know.
She's our girl. Yep. So anyway, let's talk for a minute about the most interesting man in the world.
I don't think we have time.
Fantastic series
Stop
of commercials.
Stop being annoying.
Sorry.
Fantastic series of commercials for Dos Equis that have become very, very popular, widely imitated. And I bet they're successful. I bet a lot of people are drinking Dos Equis because they want to be like, well, listen up. Why wouldn't you want to be like the most interesting man in the world?
He is the life of parties he has never attended. If he were to punch you in the face, you would have to fight off the strong urge to thank him. Sharks have a week dedicated to him. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, I love him so much.
He makes George Clooney look like Justin Bieber. That's how interesting the Dos Equis guy is, right?
Yep.
So then that comes along, and then, Ralph, you'll recall the laziest man in the world. was the follow-up to the Dos Equis guy.
They had a new series of commercials for Dos Equis featuring our own Dave the King of Mexico. He got cast as the new spokesperson for Dos Equis.
So let's see how that went for him.
His texts are so boring, his thumbs fall asleep as he types them. He has to nap while watching baseball because the game is simply too fast-paced for him. He wears fingerless gloves just so that people will go, "Hey, that dude's gloves have no fingers." His game is so weak, he once turned himself down for sex. His love for boring sweaters is so great that even his penis wears a turtleneck. He is Dave, the King of Mexico. The least interesting man in the world.
I don't usually drink beer because it's like all full of calories and it makes me all bloated and my stomach gets all bonkers. But if I did, I'd probably drink Dos Equis.
Dos Equis beer. Drink responsibly.
Stay sleepy, my friends.
Not as successful. Not as successful.
No, they didn't work as well. They ran that for a few days, and then they said, what are we doing? Let's get away from that and go back to the most interesting guy. But now, apparently, Dos Equis is back with yet a new campaign.
Yeah, congratulations to our own Beer Mug, who runs the board here on the Cabin of Bean Show. Congratulations, Beer Mug. Yeah. Apparently, Dos Equis started running this week their new series of commercials.
They didn't tell me.
Yeah, well, you should be getting a check soon. It is featuring you as the most annoying man in the world. Yeah, it's a new tact. I guess they're trying to... you know, widen up their marketing base and get more annoying people to drink their beer.
That is not good.
When he starts to tell a story, deaf people cringe.
What number Chick-fil-A grand opening this is for you?
When they heard his Oktoberfest commercials, Germany immediately had the month stricken from their calendar. He was originally one of the cast of the Jersey Shore, until Snooki found him too obnoxious.
Hi, it's Kip Kapilski!
Dr. Conrad Murray calls him on a daily basis to help him get a good night's sleep.
What's so gross about this negligence? What's gross about it?
When he tried to occupy Wall Street, he was told he was neither the 99 or the 1%. He was just a zero.
Don't be the 1%, man. Be the 99. Peace.
He's the only person in the world David Hasselhoff has refused to have a drink with.
Yeah, good boy!
He's the most annoying man in the world.
Hey, it's Beer Mug, and I always drink beer. And when I do, it's usually a half-finished can from somebody else that I found in a bush.
Dos Equis Beer, drink responsibly.
Stay annoying, my friends. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work for him, but how did it come to be, Muggs? You used to be such a quiet young man, and now all of a sudden you're annoying to everybody.
Look,
what happened?
You know what it is. He won't shut the F up.
I try.
I try. You talk all the time now.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's Beer Mug here at the 11th. Oh, I just saw a wiener dog walk by. Sorry.
That's annoying. That's our boy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In fact, annoying. You're listening to the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Here are the latest votes at KevinandBean.com. We put up the picture that is or is not Taylor Swift, Ralph. You're interested to hear how it breaks with our listeners?
Sure, why not?
Is this Taylor Swift nude or not? Really topless, at least.
Yeah.
Yes, giggity, 14%.
14? Okay.
Not sure, but I like it anyway. 27%.
Mm.
Nope. Moving on. 60%.
Wow.
60% say not Taylor Swift.
And they are so sure because...
Well, we don't give them room to really expand upon that.
See.
I mean, I think they're saying they just don't believe it looks enough like her.
Huh.
So it seems to me this is the type of thing, though, and if Taylor's really going after this Celeb Jihad website that originally posted it and suggested it might be Taylor Swift, seems like there must be an expert out there, and I think I've seen this like on CSI or something, who can look at bone structures and, you know, see the distance between your eyes and nose and let us know whether that face is a match to other photos of the real Taylor
Swift. Or just get her nipple prints. Nipple prints are like snowflakes. They're individual. There's no two of them are the same. Just take
that so much better.
Just ink her areolas.
Well, if you want to vote and see the picture that may or may not be Taylor Swift, your T-Swizzle, as we fans call her,
What happened?
You can go to KevinAmin.com or KRock.com. Time now for the
T-Swizzle?
Showbiz beat on the Kevin Amin Show. What's going on?
Oh, man. If it's not her, why is she protesting so much?
Well, because
why all the lawsuits? Why all the sturm and drang? Drang, strang, and germ?
Well, look
because
at her
germs
audience.
And rangs.
Because they're suggesting that it is, and she thinks that that's bad for her image as America's sweetheart,
right.
I think.
Nothing wrong with that image that she's that picture's showing at all. And and you're only drawing more attention to it with the lawsuits and the slapdowns and the threats and the anger and the vocal problems.
Yeah, but
problems.
As a young country music singer, I really think she feels like she has to come out strong.
So you put out a press release saying, nope, that's not me, moving on. You don't release that press release.
She's kind of a drama queen.
Oh, the hell yeah. That's for
what
sure.
What would you do, Ralph, if you got word 5 minutes from now that there's a Ralph Garman nude website?
First, I would look to see if the guy was in any kind of shape. And if he looks better than I do naked, I'd say, yep, that's me. Pretty impressive, isn't it? Isn't it, ladies? Look what you're missing out on. Boop. That's what I would say.
You'd put his website domain name on your business card.
Hell yeah. No, nothing wrong with that. I think she's making a big deal about nothing. If it's not her, I don't see why she's so upset.
Interesting. Okay.
Bad news for my wife as we look at the showbiz news. Zooey Deschanel is single.
Aw.
Yeah. Zooey and her husband, Death Cab for Cutie frontman Ben Gibbard, apparently calling it quits after 2 years of marriage. Boy, she's adorable. We had Jake Johnson on yesterday,
mm-hmm.
who plays Nick on that show, The New Girl.
One of her roommates.
Right. He plays the bartender, the one who's just broken up with the girl who's
Was he adorkable, too?
Emotional disarray. He was very funny and very charming, and we had a great time talking to him. And he said, yes, he understands that the most unbelievable part of the sitcom is that all three guys aren't fist fighting over Zooey Deschanel, and they're not already in love with her.
Absolutely.
Because he says she is just amazing in person and just adorable, and he loves working with her. Last night, by the way, he got a chance to roll around semi-nude with Lake Bell, too. That was last night's episode.
Are you kidding me?
He's got a good gig, that Jake.
I know that celebrities aren't real people and they don't have feelings and we don't care about them, but I was genuinely sad when I saw that news yesterday about her splitting up with her husband, because I'm a huge fan of Ben's from Death Cab and also Zooey's too, so
yeah.
I'm real sad to see this one.
You want people you like to be able to make it work, but it just doesn't always happen. And then there are people you hate who can't make it work either. Kim Kardashian and Herman Munster, her husband, apparently are splitting up. You may have heard about this. She has hopped a plane to Australia with her sister Chloe to try to avoid the white hot spotlight of the press, I suppose. First thing she did when she landed in Australia? Gave a radio interview.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she's not trying to avoid the white hot press.
And the E just, cameras there too?
I'm sure the E cameras are following her wherever she goes. Yeah.
It's going to be a very special episode when
yes.
we get divorced on camera.
Chloe and Kim Take Sydney will be the series, I'm sure, and Chloe already getting into trouble with Australian officials. Apparently, she ate a koala, which is just like an hors d'oeuvre, just popped in her mouth and swallowed it whole.
Want some pudding?
Does Kim have to give the ring back, by the way? Apparently, she had to break it up, the $20 million ring?
No, yeah. First of all, it is standard operational procedure that the woman gets to keep the ring if she wants to, regardless.
Even if she's the one who breaks off the engagement or marriage?
Here is, she did get married. Yeah, she didn't break up an engagement. She broke up the marriage.
Okay,
so she gets
right.
that. But also there is the second point, which is she bought the ring. So
it was her money.
Yeah,
okay.
It was her $20 million who paid for the ring. So was it $20 million or $2 million? I forget what
it was.
Know.
I don't know.
I think it was $20
million. It's a lot of
money.
Wasn't
it? It was something insane.
Some
yeah.
millions.
Right.
But
two.
Was
Dave,
it two?
Dave just
yeah, I think I misspoke. I believe it was a $2 million ring. They say it's depreciated enormously since its purchase. I didn't know rings depreciated, but apparently this one did. It said even if you had the ring back, you wouldn't be able to get $2 million
for
it. That
is true for pretty much all jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Even though it's got the fame associated with the Kardashian wedding now?
Used.
You think somebody would want to own it for that?
If it was an ass ring, then you would actually get more money for it. But unfortunately, she just wears it on her hand. So, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Chris Wall of Death Cab for Cutie, just talking about that band with Ben Gibbard, of course, 36 years old. Fieldy from Korn is 42. David Schwimmer of Friends fame turns 45 years old. Lauren Velez from Dexter is 47. Bobby Dahl of Poison, he's the bassist for that band, is 48. Michael Buffer, ring announcer, legendary boxing ring announcer, he is 67 years old. Looks pretty good for 67, that Michael Buffer. And Nelly is 37 years old today. Of course, you all know his probably his biggest hit.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Not good live. I'm telling you, get the studio version, because that's him singing live, and it's not the same thing. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. Hey, last plug for KevinAndBean.com or KROQ.com. We put up new stuff every single day for you at the website. Today, of course, a brand-new Internet Roundup. If you want to see the history of rap part 3 with Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake, that's hilarious, along with all the other new videos. And a few minutes ago, we put up the quote-unquote Taylor Swift naked photo. We're over 1,000 votes already on that.
Wow.
Vote. Still running right about 60% say, nope, it's not her moving on. But a lot of people are now writing in the comment section, yes, but let's find out who this girl is. Because seriously, we need to do some follow-up on that, whether it's Taylor or not.
Yeah, so. And people who want to let truth and facts get in the way of a good story are just losers.
You can enjoy this whether it's her or not, right? There's no reason to put a name on it.
But it's more so if I believe it's her, it's much more enjoyable to me.
Sure. Yeah, I think you're doing the right thing. Anyway.
Do what's right, people.
See the photo, decide for yourself. Taylor Swift, naked. Is it her? Is it not? KevinAndBean.com or KROQ.com. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat now. What's going on?
Everybody talking about Justin Bieber being a baby daddy. A 20-year-old woman named Mariah Yeater claims that she had sex with Justin... did I say Timberlake or Bieber?
Bieber?
Yeah. Had sex with Justin Bieber backstage at one of his concerts. And she now wants him to take a paternity test to prove whether the baby is his or not. And if, in fact, she is telling the truth, then naturally she wants support. Financial support, I'm assuming, for the baby, not emotional support.
Right.
Now, you probably didn't hear it, but we had Bieber on a few minutes ago.
No, I don't listen to this show.
He thought it was ludicrous.
Ludicrous had a baby?
Because she's so old, it would be icky. It would be icky to have sex with somebody who at the time was 19. Like, why would she be have any appeal to that at all?
Justin's reps are saying this is completely untrue. However, they're going to have to probably state their case in court because she has filed a paternity lawsuit, and a court hearing will be happening soon. So if the judge believes there's reasonable evidence to at least order a paternity test, I guess we will be finding out more about this story. Meanwhile, Hugh Grant is admitting that he is a father for the first time at the age of 51. His representative tells Us Weekly magazine he's delighted to be the father of a baby girl after a fleeting affair with an unknown woman. Isn't
that how you always
best,
want to start a family?
Yeah.
I couldn't be happier or more supportive, say his representatives. These are just lies.
You liar!
Hugh Grant and the mother are on very friendly terms, his representatives go on to say, and he's thrilled about having the little girl. There is speculation that, although they do not name her, that the mother of the child could be a Chinese actress named Ting Lan Hong.
Oh,
that's such a big liar.
Yes, it was a fleeting affair. Apparently, she did not love him long time, according to people close to the story.
Liars.
MC Hammer.
Guilty.
He's not charged with anything.
Oh, sorry.
He's unveiling his new internet search engine that he created.
Oh, you know, thank God. I'm so happy to hear this because how many times have I sat down in front of the computer, I thought, I want to find some information on a topic, but there's no way to do it. There's no way to access the billions of words available on the internet. What can I do?
There was some sort of internet program that would search through all that information for you and then bring up the relevant topics and articles.
It's about freaking time. When is it available?
No word yet exactly, but last month in San Francisco at the Web 2.0 conference, Hammer showed up and unveiled his latest creation. It's called Hammerpedia. No, I'm kidding. It's called WireDo, an online search engine that he claims uses a combination of deep search and relationship search.
That's real talk right there, man.
It sounds like a menu for a spa that you go to. Yes, this is the combination deep search and relationship search massage. I think you're going to enjoy it. It will augment existing search systems. It will actually improve any search engine you use, according to Hammer. I just, you know, look, Bing, Yelp, Google, there's a lot of search engines out there already, and they provide a lot of information and also a lot of jobs for a lot of people. So I hope when it comes to the search engines that Hammer don't hurt him. You know, I'm just saying that I hope he doesn't have a negative effect on those businesses.
Guess what?
It's
Hammer time.
It's Hammer time. Sure is. Kim Kardashian's out of the country. She is now in Australia. I guess she wants to avoid the spotlight. She and her sister Chloe hopped on a plane to Australia, and she is there as we speak. Oh, she just gave an interview. So I guess she is not trying to avoid the spotlight, but I guess she wants to get a new spotlight. A spotlight that circles the drain in the opposite direction.
And imagine how much Chloe must eat on a first-class flight to Australia when they just bring it right to your seat. You don't even have to do anything.
She just tips her head back and they just pour baskets of peanuts into her mouth. It's just unbelievable. They didn't even take a plane. Chloe just spread her wings and just started flapping and flew her sister there. It was very entertaining. Meanwhile, lots of celebrities are weighing in on the 72-day marriage of Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries via Twitter. Kelly Osbourne says, Kim, ignore the haters. Listen to your heart. You know, if she had listened to her heart, I don't think she would have gotten married in the first place. Ice-T says he's betting she keeps that ring, and he wins that bet. She said she has no intention of giving the ring back. And Lisa Rinna, she is ticked off. She said, you should marry someone because you love them and want to spend the rest of your life with them, not so that you can make $72 million and be more famous.
Wow.
She said, At least we think we did. We can't tell with those lips. She can't really say it.
How long did they date before they married? Wasn't it
3 months, I believe, before they got engaged? I don't know how much time went on between the engagement and the actual wedding.
I heard they were engaged for 12 days longer than they were married.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that was 6 months
altogether?
6 months altogether, from the time they met to the time they married. Wow. Mm.
And Regis Philbin is leaving his longtime Morning Post opposite Kelly Ripa on Live on the 18th of November. Now we know, at least for a little while, who will be taking his place. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld has signed on to be the first to co-host that show with Kelly until they find a permanent replacement. Jerry will be on for the first 3 days. Then Jason Segel apparently will come in to co-host for a little bit. Then Kim Cattrall. Then Howie Mandel. Then Jamie Oliver. Then Miss Piggy.
Aren't those just called guests?
Yes,
on the show at that point.
But they will be sitting in the main co-host scene, and we'll see what happens.
Where's young Michael Catherwood on that list, by the way? I thought they were in love with him after Psycho Mike filled in for Regis that
time. They haven't named their permanent replacement yet. I think his name's probably still in the mix.
I hope so.
I would guess.
Loveline lover boy, Mike Catherwood.
That was from Dancing with the Stars, of course. You know what was the latest celebrity to make it longer than Michael Catherwood did on Dancing with the Stars?
Because that's everybody.
That's almost everybody. David Arquette apparently was the most recent celebrity booted off the show last night. He was in the bottom two, along with Nancy Grace. I don't know how she's staying there.
Fans,
I guess, yeah. But she's sticking around. He's going home. And Snooki's in the news. It has been announced she is working on her third book. Her first book, which was a novel called A Sure Thing. Sure, S-H-O-R-E, Sure Thing.
Of course, yeah.
That was a fiction work of fiction about a young girl who is spending the summer down in the Jersey Shore drinking and having sex with strangers. Her second book was Confessions of a Guidette. This was her lifestyle book. Beauty tips, tips on, herpes and things like that and other things that she knows a lot about.
Right.
And the new book is a sequel to the first one. It's called Gorilla Beach. This will also be a romantic novel. And by romantic, I mean the sex consensual, at least.
Do they say who's writing it for reals, though? I mean,
Snooki is.
Right. Sure.
This means she has written 3 more books than she's read. And she was on Jimmy Kimmel last week plugging her new book, Confessions of a Guidette, when Jimmy... this was just a fascinating little conversation.
This is all in like the span of 1 year, which is incredible to me because it takes like J.K. Rowling, it takes her like 3 years to write
one
book.
I don't know who that is, but I'm here.
She's the Harry Potter. She wrote Harry Potter.
Okay.
Yeah,
those
you know
movies
that.
Are cool.
So much better interview than we had.
That's true.
Snooki was just a surly bitch when we had her on.
Really?
No sense of humor, wouldn't play along, just didn't want to talk to us, was all grumpy, and she was just disgusting.
Maybe mornings are not her friend. Maybe she comes alive at, late afternoon, early evening.
Well, then...
Trying to give her the benefit of the doubt here, because some people are like that. They're just crappy in the morning.
She was just miserable, and she could not have been less cooperative for the interview.
Yeah.
And, and Kevin was the lead man and not his strong suit sometimes.
Right. Well, and plus, he hates her and doesn't have anything to say to her,
right.
too.
So it was a perfect storm.
Yeah.
You missed out, Bean.
Sorry. I'm sad. Do we have to revisit it? We need to pull the tape out so I can enjoy it along with the rest of the world?
Maybe we should do an autopsy on that interview to see exactly what the cause of death was.
Yep. Right, where did it go wrong? Where did it turn fatal?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Ring announcer Michael Buffer celebrates his 67th birthday today. Bassist Bobby Dahl of Poison turns 48. Lauren Velez from Dexter is 47. Everybody watching the Dexter? Is everybody watching? Everybody
I'm a couple
up?
Episodes behind.
Oh, man. That Edward James Olmos, he's a bad deal in this.
Yeah,
this
he's
season.
Creepy. But how great is Colin Hanks?
Great. Great
so
stuff.
So good on the show.
Last night, Dexter and Colin got together, had a conversation. It was very entertaining.
Oh, nice.
David Schwimmer of Friends fame is 45. Fieldy of Korn turns 42. Chris Walla of Death Cab for Cutie is 36 years old. With a name like Chris Walla, shouldn't he be in Dishwalla? Wouldn't he be a better fit?
I think so, yeah.
Kendall Schmidt from Big Time Rush is 21 years old today. And Nelly celebrates his 37th birthday. Remember when Bean covered that Nelly song?
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Oh, that's awful. Maybe Snooki wasn't the low point of the show, now that I think back. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you so much, Ralph Garman. Thanks for all your help today. Great show planned for tomorrow, including our friend Petros Papadakis, as we like to call him. Petros Papadakis.
I was so jealous. Petros had Eddie Money on his show yesterday.
No way!
Yeah, he and Money invited me down to the studio to hang out, but I just couldn't make it. But I was very jealous of those guys.
Why did they have the Money Man on? What was he? Is he have a vested interest in a sports team or something?
No, I think he was just
for grins?
He had some local gig coming up. I think he's performing at the Grove in Anaheim, if I'm not mistaken. So he came down just to promote, and they had him on.
Well, P, of course, is our college football go-to guy, yeah. And college football has taken on a bigger part of our lives, especially this year with no basketball, and number one and number two are getting ready to play this weekend, LSU and Alabama, so I have something to say about that tomorrow. Also, how about this? How about the stars of Harold and Kumar, the 3D Christmas movie? How about Cal Penn and John Cho, both going to be in studio with us tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show?
Shouldn't Cal Penn be in Washington helping us save our government?
Done. He's finished that.
He's a coward.
I can't.
Quitter.
He did that, and he's come back to us now, doing what he should be doing, which is making awesome Harold and Kumar movies. I know that I'm going to get a lot of hate tomorrow for this topic.
What makes tomorrow different than any other day?
Now for tomorrow's topic.
I don't even have time to get into it right now. But here's the point is. The point is that, ladies, I'm tired of hearing you bitch because losing weight is super easy. That's what I'm going to be telling you tomorrow.
Here we go.
You've been doing nothing but making excuses for all these years. It's so easy to lose weight. Quit your bitching. That's what I'm going to tell you tomorrow on the program. And having nothing to do with that, I think we're going to talk to a representative from McDonald's, Ralph, about the magnificent McRib.
The McRib is back.
The McRib is back, and then it's not, and then it is, and then it's not. And it's one of the great mysteries of the modern world is what's going on with the McRib. So sell it or don't sell it is what I say. But people seem to love this cat and mouse game of not knowing whether their favorite food is available when they get to the counter.
If every day was Christmas, Bean, you would not appreciate that special time of year, hence the special McRib season.
Right, but we know when Christmas is coming. We can look on the calendar and say, all right, I got plans that day. It's Christmas. With the McRib, you could drive to McDonald's on your way home from work today, and it might not be there anymore, and there's no way to find out.
I bet there's some source you can find
There's out. No way to find out. You didn't know it was coming until you heard the first ad on the radio that said, hey, the McRib's coming back on Friday.
I bet I followed McDonald's news closely, I would have been given the heads up.
I don't care for it. I don't like it at all. I don't like the way they're doing business. And clearly, McDonald's is doing nothing without my input.
Maybe you can help them make some money.
Maybe McDonald's will finally be successful if they take my advice tomorrow.
Give them some marketing tips, Bean.
So all of that coming up on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow right here on the world-famous...